The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
February 3rd. Nice game last night. A lot of fun. And we got more betting coming up. It's Today in Sports Betting, a Hoop Ball presentation. I'm your host, Josh Millman. What's up, everyone? I ate a lot of chicken wings last night. So forgive me if my stomach growls during this podcast. I hope it won't. But my fellow beer drinker that's joining me tonight is the one and only Ira Silver. Ira, what's up, dude?
Everything is good. Just trying to drink some water, waiting on my coffee to get ready so that I can, make out some coherent sentences.
Oh, man. It's Super Bowl so much fun. I'm thrilled that the Patriots weren't in it just because it was just getting stale. But so I was just hoping for a great game. And I decided, you know what, let me interact with my bookie folks and see if I can't challenge myself to a wing eating contest just to amuse the Twitter denizens. So I threw down 40 wings. You threw down a bunch of beers. So like we were kind of like, I don't know. We're kind of kindred spirits, I guess, in that Super Bowl, if you will.
Exactly.
Nice. But it was a fun game. Congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs. We had some good bets. I was just saying to Ira, I was 2-1. Ira, how'd you finish up yesterday?
Well, you know, I had that Kansas City Chiefs future at 5.5 and 6-1.
Oh, right. So you're a happy guy.
Yeah. And then I decided to totally be a degenerate, and I threw another $500 on the Chiefs at -120. And yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good day. Can't complain. It was an exciting game. I thought all hope was lost going into the fourth quarter, but I never gave up faith in Michael Jordan, Patrick Mahomes.
He's phenomenal. We could be watching a generational athlete, which is great. It certainly seems like it's the case, because that he's got it all. Talent, the moxie, the everything. We could be looking at the next great athlete. You never know, but that's could be hyperbole. Could be the chicken wings talking. You never know, but yeah, fun game. Great win for Patrick Mahomes, for Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of fun last night. But we got a lot of basketball we got to cover, and we got to give a shout out to our friends at mybookie.ag. MyBookie, head on over to MyBookie. Make a deposit using the promo code today, the word today, TODAY. Tell them Hoopball sent you, and you'll get 50% in return on your initial deposit. That's right. They'll give you free money. So if you put in $2,000, they'll give you $1,000 back. How about that? For a total of $3,000 in your bank account to bet with. Only at mybookie.ag. They've been wonderful partners to us at Hoopball, and we want to continue to show them some love. Got to engage with them a little bit on a chicken wing bet last night. I hope you all, if you were listening, you took the over, because yeah, I ate a lot of chicken wings. But thanks to the folks at mybookie.ag for having fun with that. And make sure all your bets, now that the Super Bowl is over, they still have the NBA. I'm sure they're going to have All-Star Game props coming up. They've got NHL. Hey, baseball's right around the corner. Pitchers and catchers are going to report. Still have Premier League. Still have things like esports and all sorts of other fun. So head on over to mybookie.ag. Use the promo code today, the word today, and get 50% back from your initial deposit when you head over to mybookie.ag. Ira, lots of hoops to cover. So I know we're short on time, and we've got lots of hoops. So why don't we get started? I'm just going to run down the list. We'll go through everything as usual, and let's do it up. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Love it. We're going to start with the Golden State Warriors visiting the Washington Wizards. Line right now is 5 to 5.5 in favor of the Wizards. Over under is a robust 236. This is going to be defense optional in this game. The Wizards sport one of the worst defenses in the league, as do the Warriors, really. So this could get ugly. The Warriors in their last five are, pretty awful on the defensive end of things. Actually, yeah, you're looking at two of the three worst defensive rated teams in the NBA. The only other team that's sandwiched in between those two are the Atlanta Hawks. That is how bad these two teams are on defense. I mean, it's tough to make a call. The Wizards can be a little bit herky-jerky. But, that's could go any which way. They have won their last two, the Wizards. And the Warriors, again, these two teams are really kind of out of this one. But the Wizards took a shock win against the Nets on their home court. Also beat the Hornets. So the Warriors come into town now, and they're reeling. D'Angelo Russell's questionable in this one. I don't know, Ira. It just sounds like it's just going to be a wacky game to have to play with. Could go either which way. Not sure how you're feeling here.
I'm feeling like I don't even want to talk about the game.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. You really started us off with a marquee matchup here. So I have no opinion on this game. Line just seems a little too much for me to bet the Wizards. It just seems not enough to bet the Warriors. The over-under seems just a bit too high. There's nothing really that I like here. So this is just going to be a pass game for me.
I think that's fair. I was trying to see if you would bite on the over-under with the defense thing, but I'm with you. It's a game that is just, oh, man. I'm sorry to start out with this one. I'm just reading off of ESPN's daily lines. It just was first in time order, so you're going to have to forgive me. And unfortunately, our second game and our third game is not much better, so we'll get through these as quickly as possible.
Well, I just got my Starbucks, so hopefully by the time we roll around to a good game, I'll have some more energy to give you some bets.
Yeah, I hear you. So you know what? I'll give you the next game, the battle of the 90s bar mitzvah. The Orlando Magic traveling to the Charlotte Hornets. I wore so much teal growing up, it was ridiculous. So these two teams are near and dear to my heart, except they're not that good either. The Magic visit the Hornets. They are 4-point favorites. Over under is not a robust 202.5. Again, we went from two of the worst defensive teams in the league to at least one of the better ones in the Orlando Magic, except they haven't really been good on defense in their last five games. They're near the bottom of the table in terms of defensive rating. The Magic, they're kind of like hanging around. Again, another team that just, no one wants to win those last couple spots in the Eastern Conference, I think. It's kind of weird because the Magic have lost five in a row, which is kind of frightening. They're just kind of there. They've dropped a home and home against the Heat. They got beat by the Clippers, the Celtics, the Thunder. So it's not as if like these teams are bad, but they clearly can't hang with them. And now they've got to travel to the Hornets, and the Hornets are really just they had been reeling. They kind of, you know, stopped the bleeding a little bit with the win against the Knicks. But again, that's the Knicks, because they had dropped 9 of their previous 10, and including a 9-game losing streak. So neither of these teams excite me either. It's a game that, nothing really stands out for either one. The Hornets are 500 against the spread at home. The Magic are only one game over 500 on the road. This feels like another one that we need the caffeine to kick in for, right, Ira?
Absolutely. If I had to play a side, it'd be Orlando -4. But yeah, the caffeine hasn't kicked in yet, so no real lean here, no real play. But if I had to pick a side, if I was feeling a little frisky, it would be Orlando on the road, and I'd lay the 4.
I don't even know that I could do that, just because, I guess they're due for a bounce back. I mean, this is also a case of just two teams that are just playing miserably right now.
But don't you think that Orlando is, like, a lot better than they should be? I mean, it should be a lot better than they are.
Yeah, they should be.
It's like, but I feel like that every year.
But I also think they lost a piece of their defensive identity when Jonathan Isaac went down. I'll need to, like, dig deeper at the stats. They've been a stout defensive team for most of the year. But once Jonathan Isaac went down, they lost a lot of that defensive identity. In their last 10 games, they've been – in the bottom third of the league in defensive rating. So, I mean, when you have a guy as versatile as him to be able to guard multiple positions, to be able to block shots, I that really changes a lot of what they can do. So I hear you that in theory they should be better, but, from the fantasy side of things, we always rag on Aaron Gordon. So it's, because he's just a jump shooter, when you would think that he should just be attacking the rim nonstop. So there's just, they should be better. You're absolutely right. And they were one of the hottest teams to finish the season last year. So they are capable. I don't see that in them this year.
Yeah. It's just, it's a pass game for me, but if I had to lay aside, it'd be Orlando.
Fair enough. All right. We're going to do another pass game here. I'm not even going to get too much into this. I'm sorry to rush hoop ballers. If you're listening, you've followed us enough, you'll kind of understand why. It's the Knicks taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just don't, guys. Don't. The game is 1.5 in favor of the home Cavaliers. Over-under is 217. Another case of I don't even know. Now, mind you, they did play about 2 weeks ago, I should say, and the Knicks came in and throttled the Cavaliers on their home court. So maybe there is a little bit of revenge narrative in favor of the Cavaliers. But just like we spoke about with the Wizards and the Warriors, these are two lousy basketball teams. They're two lousy defensive basketball teams. I don't know. I can't bring myself on a coin flip line to really figure things out either way, because things could go either way. Julius Randle is questionable for the Knicks. RJ Barrett's still out. So I really don't know how this one would go. Ira, help me out here, man. I feel like this is really a Super Bowl hangover show right now that we've got going on.
Yeah, I mean, listen, on the pod, I gave out the Knicks to beat Cleveland in Cleveland a couple weeks ago, right? They played in Cleveland, I believe.
Yes, they did. Yes. That was our head-to-head where you got me on that one.
Yeah. So I won back some of that beer money that yep. I was able to afford so I can drink my woes, my victories yesterday. Even though I was not feeling good about it in the third quarter. But, I don't know. If Julius Randle plays, I kind of like the Knicks here. It would probably be a play for me. The line obviously would change. It would probably go from +1.5 to about pick, maybe Knicks in favor by 1. But, yeah, I gave it out a couple weeks ago. I'll probably stick to my guns there and take the Knicks again here. It would probably be a big favorite play of mine if Randle is playing and he's not on a minutes restriction. That's all I got to say about the game.
Fair enough. Okay. We got through the dregs.
Finally.
Fino. How's that coffee treating you?
Oh man, it's so good. Caramel macchiato.
Nice. Okay. Is that enough to amp you up for the Dallas Mavericks visiting the Indiana Pacers?
Absolutely. I got two futures tickets in the NBA and they're both on those two teams.
Yeah. All right. So two Ira favorites duking it out. The Mavericks at the Pacers. The Pacers are 5-point favorites. Over unders 218.5. Both teams are kind of banged up. The Mavericks are going to be without Luka and Seth Curry. TJ Warren is going to be out for the Pacers. But obviously, Victor Oladipo's back. So we'll see how long they will trot him out for in this one. I don't see any news on specific minutes for Depot in this one. Kristaps Porzingis should be back as well for the Mavericks. So there's... it's tough with the Mavs, you know, losing Luka. They've been holding their own. They beat up on the Hawks, which is fine. You got to beat up on the bad teams, but took one on the chin to the Rockets. And now they have to head over to the Pacers, who are a very good, very tough team. From a spread standpoint, the Mavericks are outstanding on the road, 16-5-2. Against the spread. The Pacers are also pretty good at home, 12-9-3 against the spread. So we've got a battle of two really good teams, two really good play teams battling for their respective positions within their conference playoff races. Ira, this one feels a little bit tough for me to figure out. I guess as I'm talking through it, I'm still leaning Pacers just because of the Luka news. But tell me how you're feeling here.
Yeah, so as everyone knows, I have futures tickets on the Dallas Mavericks and the Indiana Pacers. I believe they're both at 90-1 to win the NBA championship.
Wow.
So really high on both these teams. Obviously, it's a little bit different, and we got a handicap for the absence of Luka and Seth. I actually think Seth hurts a lot more. I mean, not a lot more. Obviously, Luka is their best player, but – if Seth was in the game, I would feel a lot more comfortable just because he can stretch the floor and knock down a few threes and really, make this 5-point spread a little tough to cover for the Pacers. I'm going to go ahead and look at my model a little later. So obviously make sure to check us out on Twitter for our official plays later today. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Josh is at Josh Millman. And we are all at Hoopball Gaming. So just make sure it's still a little early here, 9:00 on the East Coast. But yeah, I think I have to lean Pacers here, especially with those two playmakers out. Doesn't really do anything that Kristaps in the back, and it doesn't really do anything for me. So I'll probably lean Pacers, but I'm going to go ahead and look at my model a little later, tweak it for missing both of those players and see what I come up with and see if it's a play for me.
It's going to be a good game. I think that's for sure. I just... like you said, I kind of agree with you that losing Seth Curry is going to be a bit of trouble. You're taking away two really good deep threats of theirs. You know, that changes the dynamic of the team. It's that, you know, look, it's not as if they don't have other guys that can shoot the three ball, but Doncic and Seth Curry are two of their best. So that changes the dynamic of that team. Indiana is a good defensive team, good team overall. Depot could probably put the clamps on some of those other guys that aren't named Doncic and Seth Curry. And I say that kind of like, you know, it's just they're two really good players. And we like Jalen Brunson. He's not a bad player. We like J.J. Barea, but neither one of them are those two guys, especially from deep. So could change the dynamic of things. I like the Pacers here, at least in the early going. But again, like Ira said, check back in with us on Twitter. When you have the opportunity. We will move on. The Phoenix Suns traveling to Brooklyn to take on the Nets. The Nets are 2-point favorites, over under 228. Ira, the Nets drive me crazy, as you well know at this point. They are my team. I don't have any futures tickets on them because I know better. But the Nets are, they had been reeling for some time. They had beaten the Pistons a couple times. And beat the Bulls as well. And they started to look like, okay, starting to get back some rhythm, and then they completely blew a game against the Wizards, a game that they had absolutely no business losing. They come back home to play the Suns, another team that's kind of all over the map and fighting for playoff position. Just, I don't know. They've lost their last two. Ricky Rubio is questionable in this one. And for the Nets, they are now down Kyrie Irving yet again. Guy just can't seem to be healthy. It's been a very difficult season for the Nets all around with such high expectations. I don't feel great about this game. There's a lot of news that we kind of need to parse out. The Suns are great against the spread on the road. The Nets, okay at home, but just I'm having a lot of difficulty trusting my team at this point. Break this one down for me.
Well, I mean, I've been giving out the Nets a lot lately, actually, on the pod. My model seems to really like them. But so I just can't make heads or tails out of them. And, you know, if you've heard me talk before, I do really like this Phoenix Suns basketball team. So just for before I even look at my model, I'm going to go ahead and take the Phoenix Suns +2. But obviously going to go ahead and make sure dive a little bit deeper. I actually think Kyrie Irving being out might be a little bit better for the Nets.
Yeah.
In terms of their overall covering against the spread and being more competitive, I think he's just – I don't know. I never really liked the guy, so that's just me. But, yeah, I'm obviously going to do a little bit more research into this one for a little later and see what the numbers spit out. But I would lean Phoenix here +2 on the road. I just think they have a lot of playmakers, a lot of people that can shoot the ball. So as long as they got a good night's sleep and weren't too hungover from the Super Bowl, I think Phoenix gets the cover and probably an outright win here.
Interesting, because I want to hear what your model has to say, because I'm going to lean towards the Nets right now, because now mind you are better at this than I am. I'll freely say that after you throttled me in our head-to-head matchup a couple weeks ago. But what I will say is that the Suns played yesterday and got demolished by the Bucks, so they're traveling on a road back-to-back to the Nets, and like you just said, the narrative street kind of plays into this one, and that no Kyrie Irving, and sure enough, the Nets played their best basketball of the season when Kyrie Irving was out the last time with a shoulder injury. So I don't know if they've used this as a bit of fuel, especially if Ricky Rubio is questionable again and the Suns are a bit depleted in and of themselves. But I don't think 2 points is that massive of a spread that they need to overcome, as good as the Suns are against the spread on the road. But right now, Narrative Street, you know, I don't like playing Narrative Street, but like Brooklyn is, again, one of those teams that are just completely unpredictable. They look like they can lay a complete dud one night and then come back and look like a strong playoff caliber team the next. I'm going with Brooklyn here. And that isn't my heart speaking. That's just me having watched these guys up close for so long that this is the type of game where they come back and say, all right, no Kyrie. All right, no problem. We're gonna gather the troops back and we're still going to play solid ball.
Yeah, and like I said, my model loves the Brooklyn Nets for some reason, especially in these low spread games against weaker opponents. So I'm like, every time I give out the Nets, they lose. So it just makes me want to take the Suns even more.
Yeah.
Even though that sounds so silly and so like trivial and so elementary, right? Like it's not really high level analysis there, but it's just like, I can't get the Nets right for some reason, especially with my model, but I'll take a look later and see what's going on with that. But
Ira, you're not alone, man. I don't think anyone can get the Nets right this year. It's just, they've been one of the most quixotic teams like I've seen in quite some time. Like, I just can't wrap my head around them. It's been some season, man.
Yeah. So I'll update it later on the Twitter feed, but for right now I lean Phoenix, but like I said, my model will probably tell me to take Brooklyn, so we'll see.
Fair enough. Well, keep an eye out on these parts later on, Hoopballers, and again, we'll share our picks over Twitter. Boston traveling to Atlanta, the Celtics taking on the Hawks. The line on this one is 5.5 in favor of the Celtics. spread, over under in this one, 228. The Hawks are a mess. I'm going to read off the list of names that the Hawks are currently, that are either questionable to doubtful for the Hawks in this one or out altogether. Trae Young is questionable. DeAndre Hunter is questionable. DeAndre Bembry is doubtful. Bruno Fernando is questionable. Alex Len is out. Jabari Parker is out. Cam Reddish is out. That's seven guys. I don't know that they're going to be able to field a healthy team if all these guys sit out, especially Trae Young. Now, mind you, Kemba Walker.
If all those guys are out, who do they have?
Vince Carter is going to have to play more minutes than he is old.
Come on. He's too old to play more than 25 minutes.
Probably, but
I can barely play 25 minutes, and I'm 32.
Maybe Vince has one throwback game left in him, and this is it. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it, though. But in the meantime, the Celtics will be without Kemba Walker. They also might get Enes Kanter back. And also Marcus Smart is questionable for this one as well. So it's not as if they are, the bastions of great health either. But the Hawks are, oh man, just take away the game against the Sixers. It's just they are either, the Hawks are a team that will either demolish or get demolished.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like it's rare that I've seen this. And again, it's usually defense optional with these guys. A 23-point loss to the Mavericks. That was on the heels of a 10-point win against the Sixers. That was on the heels of a 16-point loss against the Raptors. That was on the heels of a 19-point win against the Wizards and a 29-point loss against the Thunder in their last five. It is completely all over the map. So I don't know what the thought process here is with a 5.5-point spread, but this one might be ripe, Ira. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I really like Boston, and I said that's before when we've been on the show together, but lately I've been trying to fade them, and it has not worked out to my advantage, okay? Philly is awful. I gave out Philly the other day, maybe 2 days ago, against the Celtics, and I really, really hate that team. I really, really, really hate the 76ers. I think they're just on my no-bet list for the rest of the way, but what a dunk that was by Jason Tatum. Was it Tatum or Brown who just dunked right over?
Oh yeah, it was Jason Tatum. It was Jason Tatum. Yeah, just dunked all over his former teammate Al Horford.
Oh my God, that brought me back some Vince Carter days right there. So
yeah.
Speaking of Vince Carter, this is a really tough game to handicap, especially with all those guys out. Boston on the road in Atlanta. It's not like Atlanta's that great, They're just a team that's gonna go ahead and get blown out either way. But as a home team, Atlanta is 15-9 against the spread, and as an away team, Boston on the other hand is one of the top in the league as well at 14-8-1 against the spread. So, I think 5.5 is probably a little bit light here, and I think it probably should be more like 7, but. I don't know who's going to play for Atlanta tonight. And so with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pass on this game. But if I had to lean aside, it would be give me 5.5 and give me the chalk with the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't know. The Celtics have been one of the best teams in the league against the spread as a whole. So, they've won 3 in a row. I think some of the up and down nature of the Hawks is kind of scaring me a little bit, just because, especially if Trae Young plays, you never know what can come up. And if Marcus Smart is out, they lose that kind of, the one guy who could really put the clamps on him. So, you may have to wait until news comes out to figure this game out. But I would lean towards Boston in this one as well. But again, we'll check back and figure things out as we go along.
Absolutely.
The Philadelphia, the aforementioned terrible, frustrating, you name it, Philadelphia 76ers are traveling to the Miami Heat, who will likely have a post-Super Bowl hangover of their own with all the festivities going on in their town. It is 3 points in favor of the Heat, over under 213.5. You would think this would be about like a pretty good marquee battle, but again, the Sixers have been, I don't know, just all over the map, dropping just they look good some nights, and then other nights you're just like, what is going on here? They, you know, beating the Lakers, you know, prior to, you know, the sad news was obvious, but they've gotten decimated in some other ones. Against the Raptors, taking a terrible loss against the Hawks, taking a beating to the Celtics, and now they are in Miami against one of the better home teams there are in the league. The Heat are just 21-3 straight up at home, and against the spread, they're 16-8.
They're the best. They're the best team. This is the crazy thing about this matchup. Miami is the best team against the spread at home this season, and Philadelphia is the worst against the spread away.
Three seems like nothing.
Right? I mean, but it seems like such a sucker's line.
There's something about it that it's like, wait, what are we missing here? And yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But
I
the line that screams Miami right now. And so I'm just going to, you know, I'll just say it. Like, I'm not going to, let's not overthink it. If everything's screaming Miami, let's play Miami.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really think straight right now, so sure.
we're bringing our A game here, Hoopball. This is what happens after the Super Bowl. But look, we'll let Ira check his model. But like right now, it just, look, the Heat playing better as a whole. We've established that they're an outstanding home team. The 76ers aren't exactly playing great. I have no problem laying 3 points with the Heat right now. And forget like just, you know, hey, we're tired and whatever. But it's a game that just everything on paper, it should be a good game. But in reality, Philadelphia is way too all over the map recently to be only a 3-point dog against a team that is just ruthless at home. So that's just my take on it. But, you know, again, check back with us and we'll see if that line moves at all.
Yeah. Or you can play the Heat minus $1.35 on the money line, just lay 35.
True.
If you're not comfortable laying three. I mean, I see the line move down to 2.5 already. So It looks like there's some steam coming in on the 76ers, but I don't get it. You know me, big Tobias Harris hater. And especially after I gave out 76ers to cover against the Celtics the other night, and I actually watched him play again for the first time in a while, I was like, oh my God, there's a reason I hate Tobias Harris, and there's a reason I hate the 76ers. What did I just do? I ruined my perfect day by giving out the 76ers. Everything else I won. I won a 5-team hockey parlay, and I went 2-0 in the other picks in my NBA, and I decided to go ahead and lean on Tobias Harris taking fadeaway 17-footers, and Joel Embiid looks like he can't run up and down the floor, and Ben Simmons can't hit a jump shot to save his life, and nobody plays defense on that team.
Hoopballers, this is post-Super Bowl tilt at its finest. Ira, I love it, man. We haven't had a good rant from you like in a while. That was fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
God, I hate Tobias Harris.
You feel better? I feel better.
I'm feeling like the last half of the show is going to be really good.
I love it. That was phenomenal. Oh, that was great. All right, let's try some other games that might make us feel better about ourselves. The Detroit Pistons heading over to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. The spread in this one is 6.5 in favor of the Grizz, over under 230. It'll be rumor mill abound with the Pistons and the trade deadline coming up. Derrick Rose is questionable in this one with a very ill-timed groin injury, because of all the names that were likely to go, Derrick Rose is one of them. I mean, it's one thing, Andre Drummond, he's owed a lot of money. I'm not really sure that anyone's going to pay in a walk year for him, but Rose is questionable with a groin injury. That might change things a bit. Markieff Morris is also questionable with a hip injury, but it's Markieff Morris, so don't worry about it. It seems like the Grizzlies are at full strength. Look, we like the Grizzlies around these parts. We really do.
I love the Grizzlies.
Yeah. I'm sorry for selling that short. I mean, I like the Grizzlies. They're cool. They kind of burned me, though, in our head-to-head.
Yeah, but it was a bad spot for you, man.
I know it was a bad spot for me, but, like, I wasn't expecting, like, you know, them to, like, lay an egg against the Pelicans.
Pelicans playing good ball.
So were the Grizzlies at the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that kind of egg from them. Now, I mean, they got beat badly in that one. So, yeah.
I had the Pelicans in that game, and I live bet the Grizzlies, okay? So,
all right.
If I would have just stuck to my guns, I would have won some money.
Fair enough. All right, the Grizzlies got beaten again by the Pelicans. Maybe it's just something about that team that has their number, because they got destroyed by the Pelicans on Friday, their last game. So they've got vengeance on their mind with the Pistons coming into town. They are now back under 500. And the Pistons are coming off a good win for them. I was kind of surprised by the outcome of that one. Just taking it to the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets came out roaring, and the Pistons just held on and beat a very good team despite all the injuries in overtime. Yesterday. So this is a road back-to-back for them. They were in Detroit yesterday, but then now have to travel to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. So that kind of plays a factor in. The Grizzlies are nice and rested. Ira, like we said, we love the Grizzlies around here. The Pistons on the road are god-awful against the spread. Are we looking at, again, another obvious situation like we said with the Heat, or are we missing something?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was surprised to see that, I like to look at a lot of data, especially leading up to tip-off time. Detroit was actually the sharp consensus of the night in the NBA, which kind of shocked me, and they ended up getting the big win. But, I wasn't really paying too much attention to basketball yesterday, so I didn't really think too much of it. But now that we're talking about it, just throwing that nugget out there. Detroit is second worst team in the league as an away underdog, okay? And Memphis, as a home favorite, is the best team. 7-3 against the spread at home. With, you know, nice. Obviously they're both covering at 70%, them and Miami. Miami's 14-6-1, also 70%. I think it just comes down to Memphis for me. I just don't see anything, especially if Derrick Rose doesn't play. And I know it's just crazy for me to say that in 2020. Like, Derrick Rose is really that.
Is the key to this game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just crazy for me to say that, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. If Derrick Rose doesn't play, I'm looking to bet the Memphis Grizzlies, like, for a bunch.
This is a tough spot for the Pistons.
Yeah.
Playing an overtime game against a tough team and then having to travel the next day to Memphis, to a well-rested Memphis team with their star, their best scorer, nursing a groin injury and all the potential trade room. I don't like this spot at all for them. I'm with you.
Is Jackson playing? Is Jaren Jackson playing?
Jaren Jackson is in, yes. Is listed as in.
So I'm gonna lay the 6.5-7 with the Grizz and just not even think twice about it.
And again, the Pistons are one of those teams where they can look great one day and then get absolutely destroyed the next. There hasn't been the Pistons beating the Nuggets yesterday was the first game that the Pistons that was decided by 10 points or less since they played the Wizards on the 20th of January.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they're just
six possible. Games in between where that Pistons games were decided on either side by 10 or more.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Detroit off of back-to-backs, 2-6 against the spread as well. I'm just not even going to think too much about this. I'm just going to lay the 6.5 with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, I was just trying to help you out there. That's all.
Oh, you don't have to help me out with the Memphis Grizzlies.
I know.
I wish there was
Ira
like a little.
Loves the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, I wish there was like a little song I could sing before I, you know, gave out Memphis every time. Like something like Ja 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 Memphis. You know, something like that. I don't know, for Ja Morant. I love that guy. He is so good. He's going to be unbelievable.
He's great. You need to work on your singing tune. I think.
It's the hangover. I would have come up with something if my brain was working better.
You have a week before we do our next Monday show to figure something out. So we'll see if Memphis is actually playing next Monday. But if they are, I know you'll have a great song at the ready. I know you will. Just, I got faith in you.
Yeah, listen, I just, you know, I want people to laugh on the podcast. So hopefully they can laugh at me and with me because I'm laughing at myself as well.
Fair enough. I'm doing the same. Moving on to another two of our favorites. I say that as sarcastically as I possibly can. Minnesota.
I love these two teams.
You love these teams? They drive me nuts.
No, I love these two teams. A, because Twitter, I get to interact and have a good time live betting it with Aaron Brewski.
Brewski, yeah.
Yeah, I'm his Sacramento Kings sponsor, you know. I'm his betting.
You're the
sponsor,
right? Yes, yeah. Yes.
So I have to
very
check in
important.
With him.
He needs help.
Yeah, I even tweeted the other night, like, "Hey, I'm in Miami. I'm out getting drinks, and the only thing I can think about is if Brewski is live betting the Kings against the Lakers."
I don't know how he has any sanity left because of this team and because of Hoopball. People like us driving poor Brewski nuts.
Totally. And we know that I love to fade Minnesota. So all signs are pointing to me taking to the Sacramento Kings, but just being in the Brewski boat.
However, Ira, let's just throw this out there. The game is in Sacramento and Rashawn Holmes is currently doubtful for this one. And the Kings have been awful without Rashawn Holmes. So they are 2-point favorites at home against the Wolves. The over-under is 228. And mind you, that on the season, the Kings are 7-15-1 at home against the spread. We've noted how terrible the Wolves are at home against the spread. They're the only team worse than the Kings on the season at home against the spread. On the road, though, not so bad. 12-11-1. Does that change your opinion of things, because there's not a soul on the Kings who can stop Karl Anthony Towns? I don't know. Where I know you like playing the Kings, but numbers there kind of scream, maybe we should look at the Wolves here.
I know, but like, I can't go against my own narrative, right? Like, I've been making a lot of money and just like fading the Timberwolves. I mean, listen, I'm going to look at my model a little later, but we're just having a little fun here on the pod. But I really, really dislike this Minnesota team. Okay. And yeah, I don't know who's going to be able to cover Karl Anthony Towns, but who else do they have?
Yeah, it's not ideal. I'm not even going to say Andrew Wiggins because he's a net negative on that team.
Covington? I mean, who they got?
Covington's kind of been. He's been all right, I guess. I don't know.
We got Buddy Hield.
I know you have Buddy Hield, but
we got De'Aaron Fox.
True. I don't know. I'm staying completely away from this game.
I'll let everybody know later, but this is
I'm staying completely away from this game because Ira's on Narrative Street. I'm on both teams are just trash right now. Well, I'm staying away, but we'll let you know.
When was the last time Sacramento won a game?
It's been quite some time. Actually, is that true? Now I'm going to look.
They beat the Clippers on Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They had to have recently.
And
but prior to that.
The
question is, when's the last time the Timberwolves have won a game?
Yeah, then that was what I was going to say next. But yeah. But they actually played each other about a week ago. Kings won in overtime 133-129. Remember, they were down by a bunch.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We thought, like, this was the game that the Timberwolves finally pull it out. And then, sure enough, the Kings come roaring back end up winning and covering that spread.
Yeah, I'm a sicko. I took the Kings in the second quarter plus 11.5 in that game, and I totally turned it off, and I was just, like, fuming on Twitter with Brewski.
Yeah, that, I remember that game.
Yeah, and then Brewski's like, oh, I took them 17.5 and 22.5 and 26.5, and I'm like, man, God, I wish I did that because they ended up coming back in the most ridiculous.
I know.
I think there's
the De'Aaron Fox free throw shenanigans, which was crazy.
But I think there's like a stat, like Minnesota blew a 17 point lead with less than 3 minutes to go. I don't think that's ever happened. I think that's like any team down 15 or more or 17 or more in the last 3 minutes of the game was like 0-8,400 or something.
Oh my God. I didn't know.
Yeah. So again, the Timberwolves are awful. So I'm just going to have to lean Kings here, and I'm going to do a little bit more research on this, but I'll be surprised if I actually give out the Timberwolves as a play here. I would be surprised, but it would just be because my model tells me to, but I don't want to.
All right, fair enough. I can't believe we spent that much time with these two teams.
God, right? Well, I told you the last half of the show is going to be more interesting.
It's been wild, I'll say that much.
I got my caffeine going. I'm ready.
We got pep in our step here.
Absolutely.
So we're going to close out with the San Antonio Spurs taking on the LA Clippers. The Clippers are 10-point favorites here, 227.5 in favor of, or excuse me, is the over under. What's the, I don't even know where to begin on this one. You've been on a roll, man. Why don't you just go nuts? I'm not even going to throw anything in there to kind of like lean you either which way. You've been red hot since we started the back end of these games. Go nuts, man.
God, I just hate it's just these big spreads, man. They never work out when I lay the points, right? It's just always a chance that the team's in a backdoor. I really like the Spurs. They don't get enough, in my opinion, I don't think they get enough credit you know? And, you know, San Antonio is one of those teams where they have enough pieces to keep the game competitive and keep it close. They're 9-7 and as an away underdog. That doesn't really do much for me. All I need to say, and I'll leave everybody with this. If you're catching 10 points with the Spurs, I don't care who they're playing. I'm probably just going to play it.
Yeah. I'm with you.
It's just too high. It's just too high, and they got scorers. They got DeRozan. They got a couple shooters. They got, you know, L.A., LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be tough, but I think 10 is just too rich. I think it should be like Clippers 7.5.
This should be a good game. It seems like both teams are – it looks like they're fully healthy. I'm not seeing any news on any one of their players, or at least anyone who isn't out long-term, that is. So Kawhi should be playing, Paul George should be playing, et cetera.
Oh, Kawhi's not going to be have load management because he was at the strip club last night after Super Bowl win?
No, he only takes off for back-to-backs, not because of Super Bowl hangovers.
Oh, okay. I thought he takes off because he goes to the strip club.
No. I you know what? Maybe he just does it on back-to-backs. You never know.
Right.
Yeah, it's a full. Both teams at full strength. This should be a good one. Yeah, like you said, I'm not going to count out the Spurs. They're one of those teams where I said this like when we were doing the premium shows on the fantasy side, when we, you know, earlier in the season. Until the Spurs are dead, you can't declare them dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pop isn't going to let this team rest, and they can weasel their way into the playoffs very easily. So I'm not going to give up on the Spurs because, mind you, like, the Thunder have been red hot. The Grizzlies have been red hot. The Blazers have been red hot. But the Spurs are hanging around. They're not going away. You know, they're playing some decent ball recently. And it wouldn't surprise me, even if they took one on the chin to the Clippers, that they'll play them pretty competitively. They demolished the Hornets. They beat a Jazz team, which was previously one of the best teams in the league. And even in their losses, they've been playing tough. They lost an inexplicable game against the Bulls, which, granted, you know, it was a one-point game. They played the Raptors tough. They played the Suns tough. They've been in every single one of these games. I can't remember the last time that they're – here, I just found it. The last time that the Spurs either won or lost a game by more than double digits was on January 10th against the Grizzlies at home, or excuse me, on the road against the Grizzlies. So they've gone almost 3 weeks, and every single one of their games was single-digit margin. And they beat the Hornets on Saturday by 24.
Yeah, but that game was close up until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Spurs were losing.
That's the final score that matters.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I mean, it was a close game. I just, you know, you heard my analysis. I just think it's just – I think the point spread's too big, and I think my model's going to tell me to play the Spurs. So I'm just going to go with the Spurs plus 10 here.
I love it. I love it. That's it for hoops. Ira, you got anything else? Is there any degeneracy that you're doing on a post-hangover Monday, or are you just using this day to recover?
Well, I gave it a five-team pizza parlay that won the other night, so that was fun.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? A pizza parlay?
Come on, man. Five-team. I call it my pizza parlay of the night. A little pizza money. Throw it on a little five- or six-teamer. I gave it out. I gave out a five-team pizza parlay with the NHL picks, and we won. Made some I turned some pizza into steaks for
nice.
Everybody listening.
You're the man. Ira's the man, everyone. Go follow him at Ira Silver Magic. I'm at Josh Millman. We are at Hoopball Gaming. Thank you for putting up with us as we all recuperate on this Monday morning. Hope you enjoy the show. Again, special thanks to the folks at mybookie.ag. Go ahead and sign up with them. Use the promo code today and get 50% back on your initial deposit. Ira, any parting words for our fine hoop ballers?
Let's keep the hot streak alive and let's keep winning some games.
Yeah, I love it, man. Check back with us on Twitter for our official bets. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Catch you later.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.